Buenos días.
Good morning.
I am thankful
Estoy
to Brother High, Brother Byron, and for the staff at ITL,
y por el staff de ITL
for the invitation to be a part of this lectureship.
De estar en este seminario.
This year
este año
makes my 10th year
hace mi décimo año
to be a part of this lectureship.
De ser parte de este seminario.
So I'm very humbled,
así que me siento muy
very honored,
humilde,
and very
muy
thankful
honrado y muy
for the privilege of getting to be with
este
you again.
Privilegio de estar con ustedes nuevamente.
I also want to thank you for being here.
También le doy gracias a usted por estar acá.
And thankful that you're willing to sit on these seats.
Y agradecido de estar, de que usted quiere sentarse en estos asientos.
Because I know they're hard.
Porque yo sé que son duritos.
Keep it short.
Manténgalo corto, dice.
But I am thankful and look forward to bringing the message this morning.
Así que estoy expectante de compartirles el mensaje esta mañana.
As we think about the supreme transformation of man,
mientras pensamos en el tema la suprema transformación del hombre,
I want us to begin by recognizing
yo quiero empezar reconociendo
that we cannot be in two places
que no podemos estar
at the exact same time.
En el minuto exacto.
I cannot stand here
no podemos estar acá
and stand over in the Linda Vista building
y no puedo estar allá en el edificio
at the exact same time.
En el mismo momento.
I cannot stand here in Guatemala,
no puedo estar aquí en Guatemala
and stand in the United States
y estar en los Estados Unidos
at the exact same time.
En el mismo momento.
You cannot be in two separate places
no puede estar en
at the exact same time.
Separados en el mismo momento.
However, as Christians,
sin embargo, como cristianos,
sometimes we struggle
muchas veces, nos enfrentamos
to try and live in two different places
de vivir en
at the same time.
En el mismo momento.
We want to live in Christ.
Así que queremos vivir en Cristo.
We want to be focused on spiritual growth.
Queremos enfocarnos en un crecimiento
and
espiritual.
We want to enjoy the sweet fellowship
y
that comes from being around Christians.
De la dulce armonía de los hermanos.
And at times,
y a veces,
we also feel drawn
que nos sentimos
to be like and live in the world
y queremos vivir
at the same time.
En el mundo al mismo tiempo.
We might say,
y usted diría,
we like the benefits and the blessings of being a Christian.
Nos gusta los beneficios y las bendiciones de estar en Cristo.
But at times we also like to participate
pero
in the things of the world.
Queremos participar de las cosas del mundo.
Not only is that impossible for us to do,
no solamente eso es imposible para nosotros,
God
hacerlo,
never intended for us
Dios
to live that way.
Intencionó que viviésemos de esa manera.
The title of this lesson,
así que como ya sabe, el
The Supreme Transformation of Man,
la suprema transformación del hombre,
suggests that there is a transformation that takes place.
Existe una transformación en el corazón del hombre que se lleva a cabo.
And transformation means change.
Y la palabra transformación significa cambio.
Transformation indicates that what we have now,
la palabra transformación significa que lo que usted tiene ahora o lo que es ahora,
does not look like what we started with.
No se parece a cuando usted empezó.
And transformation is a process that takes place in our life.
Y esta transformación es ese proceso que se lleva a cabo en nuestras vidas.
And because it is a process,
y debido a que es un proceso,
we must be intentional.
Debemos de ser intencionales.
That means we must make a decision
eso significa que
to do something
tomar una decisión
about who we
de hacer
are
algo de lo que somos.
And to do it in such a way
y hacerlo de tal manera
that positively impacts
de que
others around
pueda
us.
Impactar positivamente a los que nos rodean.
You cannot remain neutral.
Usted no puede permanecer neutro.
You and I must be motivated.
Usted debe de ser motivado
to do things in ways that move us to act.
Para hacer cosas que lo muevan a
to make
acción,
something happen.
Para hacer algo que se lleve a cabo.
It does not happen by accident.
Eso no sucede por accidente.
Transformation
así
suggests
que,
that there is something different.
Sugiere que hay algo distinto.
But it's more than just a difference.
Pero es más que una diferencia.
A person can make a small change.
Una persona puede hacer cambios pequeños.
And it's different.
Y es diferente.
But transformation
pero transformación
takes place
se lleva a cabo
when what we have now
que cuando lo que tenemos
no longer looks like the original.
Ya no se parece como el original.
The best example we have is the Apostle Paul.
Que tenemos es el Apóstol Pablo.
He went from aggressively persecuting Christians
él empezó como un agresivo
to passionately preaching the gospel of Jesus
hacia una persona apasionada
and suffering for it.
Para predicar por Cristo,
and people thought he was crazy.
La gente pensaba que él estaba
they thought he had lost his mind.
Ellos pensaron que él había perdido todo raciocinio.
And it was because he was not the same person
¿por qué?
That he was
no
before.
Era la misma persona como cuando empezó.
For us today,
ahora para nosotros,
this transformation must be noticeable.
Debe de ser notable.
People who knew us before,
la gente que nos conocía
before
antes,
we became a Christian,
antes de ser cristiano.
Should see that we are no longer the same person
debería
as we were before.
Que usted y yo ya no somos la misma persona como antes.
Recently, I read a book
recientemente leí un libro
that made a statement that
que hace una declaración
tells us
que nos dice
that a change in behavior
que un cambio en
and
el,
not the heart
en el comportamiento
will ultimately lead
not in the heart.
Yeah, not in the heart. If they change the behavior, not the heart.
Si se cambia un comportamiento basado no en el corazón,
the person will return to their former behavior.
Las personas dice eventualmente regresarán.
You have to change the heart.
Anterior. Así que se debe de cambiar el corazón.
And when we do, the behavior will follow.
Entonces, si así lo hacemos, el comportamiento va a cambiar.
The supreme transformation
el tema
of
es
man
la transformación suprema
requires not only a change of the heart,
requiere un cambio del corazón,
but also a change in our behavior.
Pero también requiere un cambio en el comportamiento.
If you would, let's open our Bibles to Colossians entonces, chapter 3.
Si usted quiere, por favor, abra su Biblia en Colosenses.
We're going to look at verses 5 through 17.
Vamos a estar viendo del versículo 5 al 17.
Colossians chapter 3,
capítulo 3,
verses 5 through 17.
Del versículo 5 al 17.
As we look at these first few verses,
mientras
we're going to focus on behavior.
Estos versículos, vamos a enfocarnos en el comportamiento.
And Paul will describe two types of behavior.
Y Pablo describe dos tipos de comportamiento.
He's going to talk about the behavior that Christians are not to be involved in.
Él está hablando del primer
and
tipo
he's going
de
to talk about the behavior that Christians
no
are to be involved in.
Y el segundo, el tipo de comportamiento que el cristiano debe de
he begins hacer. In verse 5 saying, therefore, consider
dice,
the members of your earthly body as dead
lo terrenal en vosotros,
to immorality,
fornicación,
impurity,
impureza,
passion,
pasiones,
evil desire,
malos deseos,
and greed,
y avaricia,
which is idolatry.
Es idolatría.
For because of these things, the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. And in them you also once walked when you were living in them. But now you also
pero ahora,
put them all aside.
Dejad
anger,
también vosotros,
wrath,
toda
malice, slander,
enojo, malicia,
and abusive speech from your mouth.
Deshonestas de vuestra boca.
Do not lie to one another.
No mintáis los unos a los
since
otros.
You laid aside the old self
despojados
with its evil practices
del viejo hombre con sus
and have put on
hechos.
The new self
y revestido del nuevo,
who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
Que lo creó, se va renovando.
In these first few verses,
hasta el conocimiento
Paul identifies pleno. Characteristics
Pablo identifica
that Christians should not look like.
Que los cristianos no
we're not to be involved in sexual
no
immorality
de estar involucrados
or impurity
en la impureza
or sinful lusts
de fornicación
or evil desires
o
and greed.
Impuros, avaricia.
He says, because of these things, the
dice,
wrath of God will come upon
causa,
the sons of disobedience.
Viene sobre los hijos de
he tells them to put away anger
así que dice,
and wrath
dejen
and malice
el enojo,
slander
la ira,
and abusive speech.
Palabras,
and he says, do not lie to one another.
No mintáis el uno al otro.
When we look at all of these
cuando
areas,
vemos todas estas
Paul is describing our words,
Pablo describe
our actions,
nuestras palabras,
our attitudes,
nuestras acciones,
our feelings,
nuestras actitudes,
our priorities,
nuestros sentimientos,
and our relationships with one another.
Y nuestra relación del uno con el otro.
In contrast,
por lo contrario,
he's going to talk about the behavior that we should have
Pablo
as Christians.
Va a hablar de los, del comportamiento que sí
notice verse 12.
Vean el versículo 12.
So as those who have been chosen of God,
vestidos pues como escogidos de
holy
Dios,
and beloved,
amados,
put on a heart of compassion,
de entrañable misericordia,
kindness,
mansedumbre,
humility,
paciencia,
gentleness,
humildad,
and patience,
paciencia,
bearing with one another,
soportándoos unos
and
a otros,
forgiving each other.
Perdonándoos unos
whoever
a
has a complaint against
si
anyone,
tuviere,
just as the Lord forgave you,
de la manera
so
que
also
Cristo
should you.
Perdonó, así también,
beyond all these things, put on love,
sobre todas estas cosas,
which is the perfect bond of unity.
De amor, que es el vínculo perfecto.
Each word in this list
cada
demonstrates the very quality of our relationships
las
with one another.
Cualidades mismas de nuestra relación del uno con el otro.
He wants us to put on a heart
él quiere que
of compassion,
tengamos un
corazón a heart of kindness, a heart
amable,
of humility, a heart
humilde,
of gentleness, and a heart of patience.
Gentil,
but there's one word here that really stands out to
hay una palabra acá realmente,
and that is the word forgive.
Y eso es la palabra perdonando.
Just as the Lord
así
forgave us,
Señor nos perdonó,
we are to forgive
nosotros
each other.
Debemos de perdonarnos unos a los otros.
The beauty of this word
la belleza de este
that
término,
is translated forgive
esta palabra, perdonar,
is that it's the same word translated in Scripture
es la misma palabra que se usa
as
en
grace.
Las escrituras como gracia.
The idea is as God has shown us grace,
la idea acá es que así como Dios
we are to show grace to one another.
Nosotros también debemos demostrar esa gracia los unos a los otros.
Think about that for just a moment.
Pensemos esto por un momento.
Because when someone offends us,
cuando alguien nos ofende,
someone hurts us,
alguien nos hiere,
we tend to want vengeance.
Generalmente tendemos a querer vengarnos.
We want justice.
Queremos justicia.
We want them to receive what they deserve.
Queremos que ellos reciban lo que merecen.
But what Paul is calling
pero
us to do
Pablo nos está llamando a hacer
is to not give people what they deserve,
para no pagarle a la gente
but to give them
merecen,
what they do not deserve.
Sino pagarles con lo que ellos
and
no
that
merecen.
Is grace.
Y eso se llama gracia.
And the beauty of God's grace
así que la belleza
is shown
de la gracia de Dios
in a forgiving spirit.
En un corazón perdonador.
Then notice verses 15 through 17.
El versículo 15 al 17.
He says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
Dios gobierne nuestros corazones.
In verse 16, he says, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. And in verse 17,
y el versículo 17,
let all that you do be done in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Sea de palabra o de hecho, hacerlo en el nombre del Señor Jesús.
Paul is showing us two
así
different types of people.
Nuevamente Pablo nos está enseñando dos tipos de personas.
The contrast of Christians
el contraste
to be known for a certain type of behavior
conocido por cierto tipo de comportamiento.
And to make sure that they do not live like they lived before when they were in the world.
No vivir como antes vivían cuando estaban en el mundo.
And I want us to spend a few así minutes in verses 15 through 17.
Queremos pasar algunos momentos en el versículo 15 al 17.
We tend to use this section to focus on
tendemos
why
a usar,
we do not use mechanical instruments in our worship.
¿Por qué no utilizamos instrumentos musicales en nuestra
but Paul is teaching us much, much more in this section.
Está enseñando muchas cosas más profundas en esta sección.
I mentioned the idea of forgiveness or grace.
Ya mencioné la idea de gracia o perdón.
In verse 15,
en el versículo 15
and in verse 16,
y el versículo 16
and in verse 17,
y el 17
there is a word that he's going to repeat three times.
Que Pablo va a repetir tres veces.
In verse 15, he says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
ser agradecidos.
In verse 16,
16,
let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And then in verse 17, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Three times Paul uses this term, thankfulness, or being thankful, or singing with thankfulness, and giving thanks. At the root of this word is the same word that was translated forgiveness. And that is grace. Paul is trying to tell us that there are three great truths here for which we ought to be thankful or show grace. First of all, when we consider how we've been called out of the world into the body of Christ, his church, and as Brother Carey highlighted for us, the significance of that very thought, that he would call us out of the world into his body, we should be thankful.
Entonces, debemos de ser agradecidos.
When this gratitude exists, we will not desire to go back into the world, the very place that we were called out of. And only when the peace of Christ rules in our hearts will we be capable of showing a grace-giving spirit. And then second, of all of the songs that we sing in the world today, the ones that should fill our hearts with gratitude or grace are the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. These songs not only glorify our God, but they also teach us with wisdom and instruction, admonishing one another.
Por eso dice que nos enseña el uno al otro.
We will always struggle in life
así que
to remain focused and faithful on our God
fe,
when we miss the opportunity
Dios,
to sing with thankfulness in our hearts to God.
La oportunidad de cantar en nuestro corazón
imagine
a Dios,
how difficult
imagínese usted,
it is going to be to sing praise to God
cantarle a Dios,
and to teach and admonish one another
y enseñar el uno al otro,
when we do not have
cuando no tenemos
a heart filled with
un
grace,
corazón lleno de gratitud,
a grace-giving spirit.
Un corazón lleno de gracia.
I'm not sure we can do that correctly without the Spirit.
Lo puede hacer correctamente sin el Espíritu.
We might be able to move our lips.
Quizá podamos mover
we might be able to make sounds.
Quizá hagamos algunos sonidos.
But will it be acceptable to God?
Pero será aceptable a Dios
without the right spirit.
Sin el Espíritu correcto.
And then third,
y el tercero,
every word, every deed,
cada palabra,
everything
cada hecho,
we do
cada cosa
is because of our Savior.
Es debido a nuestro Salvador,
because of who He is and because of what He's done for us.
Y por lo que él ha hecho por nosotros.
And through Him, we show this heart
él,
of gratitude and a grace-giving
este
spirit
de gratitud, lleno de
or a spirit of grace
espíritu, el espíritu
to
de gracia,
our God and Father.
Nosotros, a nuestro Dios y Padre.
So when we look at this text,
así que cuando analizamos este texto,
it's easy for us to recognize
es fácil para usted y yo reconocer
the ideas that Paul is showing
que Pablo está mostrando
that is not to be a part of the Christian
no
life,
es parte de la vida
but because of this supreme transformation,
debido a esta transformación suprema,
we are to be completely different.
Debemos de ser completamente diferentes.
But it's more than just the behavior.
Pero es más allá de un simple comportamiento.
This supreme transformation
la transformación suprema
requires a transformation
requiere una
of the heart
del corazón.
And the heart of transformation,
y el corazón de esta transformación,
consists of four very key areas.
En cuatro áreas muy importantes.
First of all, notice what Paul requires of us.
Pablo pide de nosotros.
When we go back to verse 5,
cuando regresamos al versículo
notice
cinco,
the command that is given.
Noten el mandato que Pablo está dando.
He says, put
dice,
to death
hacer morir
the earthly body,
todo ese cuerpo mortal,
and its practices,
y sus prácticas.
And then he says,
y luego él dice,
put them all aside, put them all away,
pónganlo todo lejos,
and he says, lay them aside,
déjenlo lejos.
And he says, put on the new self.
Y luego, vestido del nuevo hombre.
So he is commanding us that
entonces,
we are to put
Pablo
off the old.
Está mandando de morir,
and we are to put on the new.
Y revestirse del nuevo.
We live in a world where we have choices.
Vivimos en un mundo donde tenemos decisiones.
I can choose to drink Coca-Cola.
Yo decido tomar Coca-Cola.
Or Sprite.
O Sprite.
Or grape soda.
Or
I can drink water.
O puedo beber agua.
I have the choice to wear blue.
Yo tengo la decisión
or
de
red.
De azul, de rojo,
or brown.
O café,
or white.
O blanco.
I have the choice to walk.
Quiero, tengo la decisión de caminar.
I have the choice to ride a bike.
O si me voy en bicicleta.
I can ride the bus.
Puedo subirme al bus.
Or I can drive a car.
O puedo manejar el carro.
We like a world
nosotros
where we have choices.
Como el mundo que tenemos decisiones.
And spiritually speaking,
y espiritualmente hablando,
we do have choices.
Tenemos decisiones.
But there are also limits,
pero también hay
and
limits.
There are consecuences
también hay
consecuencias to the choices that we make.
De las decisiones que nosotros tomamos.
But Paul is telling us here
Pablo, acá nos
that as a Christian,
como cristianos,
we do not have the choice of living in the world
de seguir viviendo en el mundo
and living in Christ
y al mismo tiempo
at the exact same time.
Cristo,
you cannot be in two different places
no
at the exact same time.
Geográficamente al mismo tiempo.
Paul does not allow that choice.
No permite esa decisión.
Since you have been raised
ya
up with Christ,
ha sido resucitado
keep seeking
con Cristo,
things above.
Siga buscando las cosas de arriba.
Which means now that Christ
eso
is our life,
que Cristo es nuestra vida,
we have to put to death,
tenemos que hacer morir,
stop living in,
de detenernos,
put aside,
y seguir viviendo como en el pasado,
and lay aside
dejar aparte
that former life of sin.
Vida del pasado
that is required in
eso
the heart of transformation.
Se requiere en el corazón transformado.
Secondly,
segundo,
there is the renewal.
Hay una renovación.
Notice in verse 10,
note el versículo 10,
that put on the new self,
vestido de nuevo,
which is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
Del que lo creó, se va renovando.
So as we think about this idea of renewal,
mientras consideramos esta idea de
Paul is using a term that might better be understood as renovated.
Pablo utiliza este término que puede ser entendido también como una renovación.
My wife Cheryl and I,
mi esposa Cheryl y yo,
have a daughter and son-in-law
tenemos una hija
and four grandchildren
y cuatro nietos
that live right next door to us.
Que viven a la casa de la par.
And we love them.
Y los amamos.
When they bought their house,
cuando ellos compraron su casa,
it had to be renovated.
Tenía que ser renovado.
The people who owned the house before,
las personas que tenían la casa antes,
had five cats,
tenían cinco gatos,
three large dogs,
cuatro perrotes,
and two birds.
Y dos pájaros.
It was bad.
Era malo.
It was no bueno.
It was not good at all.
We had to replace all the flooring.
Así que teníamos que
we had to replace the light fixtures.
Todas las paredes,
we had to replace the doors.
Las luces, las puertas, el piso.
We had to repaint.
Teníamos que repintarlo de nuevo.
We had to renovate
teníamos
the whole house.
Renovar casi toda la casa.
What that meant
Lo que eso significa
is we had to take all of the old stuff out of the house.
Teníamos que sacar todas las cosas viejas.
And we had to replace it with new.
Y teníamos que reemplazarla con cosas nuevas.
And that's the idea of what becoming a Christian is all about.
Es la idea de lo que Pablo nos está diciendo de cómo
the supreme transformation of man requires a renovation of the heart.
Renovación del corazón.
Notice how Paul talks about this idea of the heart.
Note cómo Pablo habla de esta idea de la
put on a heart of compassion.
Pongan ese corazón,
a heart of kindness, humility, and gentleness and patience.
De paciencia.
He says in verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And in verse 16, he says, singing with grace in your hearts to God. The idea is that there is a transformation of the heart that must take place. And that transformation is about renovation. It's a renewal of the heart. We cannot keep the old practices. We have to move them out. We have to get rid of them. And we have to replace them with the new.
Reemplazarlas con cosas nuevas.
And Paul tells us the areas that cannot stay.
Dice de cosas que
and he tells us the areas that must replace them.
Y nos dice de que tenemos que reemplazarlas.
And the idea is described
entonces,
best
la idea se describe de la
when he says that it is according to the image of the one who created him.
De aquel que lo creó.
Which brings us to the third part.
Esto nos lleva al tercer punto.
We have to realize the requirement.
Debemos de
there is a command that is given.
Que hay un requerimiento para usted.
We have to remove. We have to put off.
Para usted. Que debe de quitar,
there has to be a renovation that takes place. A
que
renewal.
Debe de actualizar.
But the third part
así que el tercer
is about
punto,
being a reflection
usted tiene que ser una
of the one who created us.
De aquel que lo creó.
I love how Kerry Williams talked about earlier.
Me encantó como el hermano Kerry Williams
the idea that Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
La imagen del Dios invisible.
Jesus came to this earth
Jesús vino a este mundo
to show us the Father.
Para mostrarnos al Padre.
He was a reflection
él era una reflexión
made in the very image of God.
Hecho la imagen misma de Dios.
And now we, as
ahora
Christians,
nosotros, como
in this transformation of the heart,
de esta transformación
that we too
corazón,
must reflect
usted y yo debemos
Jesus to the world around us.
La imagen de Cristo hacia el mundo.
I love how Paul says in verse 12,
me encanta como Pablo lo dice en el versículo 12
as those who have been chosen of God.
Que han sido escogidos por Dios,
I love the phrase chosen of God.
Me encanta esa frase, escogidos de Dios.
The world that we live in is very challenging
el mundo
for me.
Donde usted y yo vivimos,
because there are people in our world
porque hay gente
that refuse
que
and reject God.
Y rechazan a Dios.
They deny his existence.
Ellos niegan su existencia.
They rebel against him.
Ellos se rebelan en contra de él.
And they will not choose him.
Y ellos no escogen a Dios.
But as you sit in this room today,
pero así como se ha dicho en este salón,
it doesn't surprise me,
eso no me sorprende a mí para nada,
that there are some
de que hay algunos,
like you, like me,
como usted y como yo,
that when we realize who God is,
que cuando entendemos quién es
that
Dios,
we would choose Him,
de que le escogemos a él,
the Creator,
nuestro creador,
the Sustainer,
el sustentador,
the Savior,
nuestro salvador.
What amazes me the most
¿qué es lo que realmente me maravilla?
Is that He chose us.
Es que Él nos escogió.
God chose
Dios
us.
Nos ha escogido.
And when we understand what
cuando
God did to bring us into His family,
para traernos y hacernos
for us to be those who are holy and beloved,
para que nosotros seamos santos y amados.
This transformation should be evident.
Esa transformación debe ser evidente.
And the evidence will be seen as we reflect the image of the one who created us.
Por aquel que está obrando en nosotros.
And we do that with a heart of compassion.
Y lo hacemos
a heart of kindness,
corazón de compasión,
humility,
de bondad,
and gentleness,
de humildad,
and patience,
de gentileza, de
bearing with one another.
Teniendo paciencia,
and just as he showed grace to us,
nos ha mostrado gracia,
we show grace to one another.
Debemos mostrar gracia en
and he says, and beyond all this,
y más allá de esto,
put on love,
también,
which is the perfect bond
amor,
of unity.
Que es un perfecto vínculo.
The very bonding agent that unites us as a body of people
que nos une como un cuerpo,
is that love.
Es el amor.
The love that he has for us,
el amor que
the love that we have for him,
el amor que le tenemos a
and
él,
the love that we show to one another.
El amor que le mostramos el uno al otro.
Genuine and true love
un amor genuino
is always recognizable
siempre se reconoce
because it's the kind of love that puts the needs of others
que pone,
above
que
themselves.
Pone la necesidad de otros
it is selfless.
Antes de sí mismo. Es un amor sin egoísmo.
And it was modeled by Jesus himself.
Y este amor fue modelado
the fourth part
Jesús mismo. La cuarta parte
is the rule of Christ.
Es la regla de Cristo.
Verse 15 tells us to let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. The only way that we can have the peace of Christ is when Jesus is the ruler of our hearts.
El gobernador, el rey en nuestros corazones.
When we understand
the
supreme nature of our Lord Jesus, we need to know what is meant by that. I grew up hearing people say that there are those in the world that want Jesus to be their Savior, but they do not want Him to be their Lord. But you can't have it
pero no
that way.
Una cosa
for Jesus to be our Savior,
para que Jesús sea
He must first be our Lord.
Tiene que ser
and when Jesus
Señor,
is Lord, we are saying that
Señor,
He is Master.
Él es Salvador,
what He says, we will do.
El Maestro, el
where He sends, we will go.
Diga, usted lo hace.
And following Jesus
donde él lo envía
as
usted,
Lord
usted va.
Requires us
donde
to give Him everything.
Usted le acompaña.
It means to put to death,
eso significa hacer
to set aside,
apartar,
to lay aside
dejar atrás
the old ways that we lived
viejo
in before,
hombre en el que usted vivió.
And that
y
we put on the new.
Vestirse del nuevo.
When Jesus is Lord
cuando
and Master,
Jesús es Señor,
living ama, like Him and reflecting Him
él y reflejándole a
is
él,
not a problem.
No, no hay problemas.
Because he already modeled porque exactly what he asks us to do.
Un modelo de lo que quiere que usted y yo seamos.
The heart of transformation
así que otra vez,
is this journey that begins
de la transformación es este viaje que empieza
when we give ourselves to Jesus.
Cuando nos entregamos a Jesús.
Heart, mind,
corazón,
body,
mente,
and soul.
Cuerpo y alma.
When we are united with Him
cuando
in baptism
bautismo,
and raised to walk a new life, it is a life that is focused on things above and not on things of this earth.
Las cosas de
and that means we submit
este
mundo, to Him.
Eso significa que usted y yo nos estamos sometiendo a él.
I like competition.
Me gusta la competencia.
Our neighbors are competing.
Nuestros vecinos están compitiendo con
the world is competing
el
with
mundo
us.
Nos está compitiendo.
When we look
cuando nosotros
at this text,
estudiamos este texto,
we could look at this as simply a checklist
podemos ver esto como una lista
of things to not do
de cosas que no tenemos que hacer,
and things to do.
Y las cosas que debemos hacer.
But Paul is telling us much more
así que Pablo nos está diciendo más
than just a list of rules
de una lista de reglas
to know what to do
para saber qué
and
hacer
what not to do.
Y qué no hacer.
He wants us to understand that
él
as a Christian, there is to be a transformation in which we no longer look like we did
no
before.
A
Christians are to look different from the world that is around us.
diferentes al mundo.
And when people cannot see a difference between a Christian and the world,
la gente no ve ninguna diferencia entre el cristiano y el mundo,
we fail to reflect the very Savior that gave his life for us.
A este Salvador que nos ha dado
and that supreme transformation
y esa transformación suprema
requires a change of both heart
un cambio de corazón
and behavior.
Y comportamiento.
Sadly,
tristemente,
I've learned that you cannot change someone else's heart.
Usted no puede cambiar el corazón de alguien más.
Only Jesus can do that.
Solo Cristo lo
with
puede hacer.
A willing heart.
Con un corazón
if someone does not want to change,
si usted no quiere cambiar,
no one is capable of making them change it.
De hacer cambios en usted.
And God will not force them
y Dios
to change it.
No lo va a forzar a cambiarlo.
So ask yourself,
así que, hágase esta pregunta.
Do I have a heart that is open and willing
el corazón
for Jesus to transform me into his image?
La voluntad de que Cristo haga un cambio
when our hearts are open to that kind of transformation,
abrimos nuestro corazón
the actions of our behavior will follow.
Nuestras acciones y comportamientos
but how do we get
van a
there?
Seguir. Pero ¿cómo llegamos allí?
It begins with
empieza
desire. We have to want to make this transformation. I will be 62 years old this year.
Este año voy a cumplir 62.
I'm older than Carrie.
Ya soy mayor que
I'm younger than Ralph.
Soy más joven que Ralph.
I'm somewhere in between.
Yo estoy por ahí en medio.
But what I've learned in my limited life
lo que he aprendido en el tiempo que vivo
is that if people do not want to change,
es que si la gente no quiere cambiar,
you can tell them the rewards of changing.
Usted puede hablarles de los premios,
you can tell them the consequences
cambiar,
of not changing.
Pero también puede hablarles de las consecuencias
but if they don't
de
want
no
to
cambiar,
change,
pero si ellos no quieren cambiar,
they will not.
Ellos no cambiarán.
But I've also learned
pero también he aprendido
that if people want to change,
que si la gente quiere
if
cambiar,
they have that desire,
si ellos tienen ese deseo,
then they will climb any mountain.
Entonces ellos pueden
they will walk through any valley.
Subir por escalar
they will overcome
lugar,
any obstacle
pueden cruzar cualquier valle,
to do it.
Brincar
because they want to do
¿por qué?
It.
Porque lo quieren hacer.
That's the power of
es,
desire.
Es el poder del deseo
the supreme transformation
entonces,
of man begins with that desire to be transformed into the image of our Savior. I would also suggest
también yo les sugiero
that we need to spend some time in prayer.
Necesitamos pasar buen tiempo en oración.
Maybe we need to ask God to soften our hearts to his word and his guidance for our life.
Nuestros corazones para que su palabra
I think about the prayer of David,
¿se acuerdan ustedes la oración de David?
Where David said, create in me, O God,
mí, oh
a
Dios,
clean heart.
Un corazón limpio.
And then when I read through the Psalms,
leemos a través de los
over
salmos,
and over and over,
tres vez tras vez,
David asks God to
David
cleanse,
pide a
to renew,
limpiame,
to strengthen,
renuévame,
to guide his heart.
Guía mi corazón.
The transformation
esa transformación
of our heart and behavior
nuestro corazón y comportamiento
is really a willing heart that is given to God.
Realmente es un corazón voluntario
that will obey him,
entregado a Dios,
that will follow him,
que le obedece, que le sigue,
and that will rely completely upon him.
Y que confía completamente en él.
I would also encourage us
también
to talk to others.
Les motivaría el hablar unos
sometimes
con otros.
We just need to ask others for help.
So, a veces es bueno pedir ayuda a otros hermanos.
I am thankful for men like Carrie.
Yo estoy muy agradecido como
and Ralph,
como hermano Carrie,
and
Ralph,
Hawatha,
y Hawatha,
and Byron,
and Byron,
and others like them that are very different.
Y otros como ellos.
Because I know they have experienced things that I've experienced
porque
in my life.
Sé que ellos han experimentado cosas
and that
que
when I need help,
experimentado en mi vida, y cuando necesito ayuda,
I can seek that from them.
Puedo buscarlo de ellos.
Do not be afraid to ask others for
no
help in areas where you may struggle.
A otros consejos en áreas donde usted
because
está
this journey luchando. To transformation
porque esta, este viaje
is a process that takes place.
Es un proceso que se lleva a cabo.
God instructs us in his word
Dios nos
of what to take
palabra,
out
de qué es lo que hay que quitar,
and what to put in.
Y qué es lo que hay que tomar.
That means we're going to have to renovate the heart. We're going to have to renew the heart. We're going to have to reflect the image of Jesus in our life.
A Jesús en nuestras vidas.
And that takes place when he rules in our
y
hearts.
Eso se lleva a cabo cuando él gobierna en nuestro corazón.
Thank you so much.
Muchas gracias.
Dios for being here again.
Gracias por
I'm
estar
looking
aquí.
Forward to the rest Así of the day and tomorrow to be with you this weekend.
Las lecciones del día de hoy y esta
Dios le bendiga.
God bless you.